You probably remember that once a month here at Grace, we take a special focus on the principle of stewardship. And though we often consider stewardship primarily through a financial management lens, we recognize here that it is much broader than that. It's a lifestyle. It's all of the blessings that we're given. It's time, it's talent, and it's treasure. And stewardship we define as the careful management of something entrusted to one's care. So we recognize that all of these gifts are entrusted to us for a moment in time, for our care, for God's kingdom purposes. And the reason we share about this so often here at Grace is not to try to solicit more volunteers, and it is not to try to guilt you into giving more. That's the reason I want the plates to come first, right, before we do this message, because this is not a guilt trip from the deacons or the leadership here at Grace. It is so deeply held for us that this is a principle that we need constant reminder about. Stewardship is core to the walk of faith for all believers. And that's why we share about this so often. So today, I'm actually going to be sharing more to myself, I guess. And I know there's a lot of folks in church like me, but I think I've heard it said that preachers first preach the sermon to themselves. And I think that's often because where God is convicting us in our lives, that's where we feel so strongly to speak. So let's look at a passage in Mark 12, verse 41 through 44. This is about the poor widow's offering. And Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in everything she had, all she had to live on." So maybe you're like me. Grew up in church, went to hours and hours of Sunday school, catechism even. You had parents that impressed certain principles on you. Maybe you had a priest or a pastor, teachers, who really made you believe these principles and put it into you in a core age. And especially when it comes to stewardship, helped you to understand that it's sort of a rite of passage, right, to give to your church. And you build it into your budget. It's just what we do. And don't hear me wrong here. Faithful, disciplined giving is a wonderful thing. And I wish that for everyone. But when discipline becomes a habit, a good habit, just like a bad habit, it becomes somewhat separated from our heart, right? From our mind. If it's built into a budget, my 10%, right? Set aside. It's something that comes out maybe automatically because I give online. I don't think about it. I don't feel it. And I certainly don't sacrifice for it, right? It's become a healthy habit, but it's separated from my heart. And just like the rich men in the passage, some of us are just giving from abundance. It's a good thing, but look at the contrast in the passage. Are we giving enough that it doesn't challenge our independence? We can still trust in our own provision. It doesn't challenge our selfish pursuits. When was the last time, and I have to ask myself this, when was the last time I gave to the point of uncertainty or sacrifice or gave to the point of pain in my life? I can't say that I've ever given like the widow in the passage. Jesus said the widow in her poverty gave everything she had to live on. How great was her trust in the Lord's provision for her life? And as I turn inward, can I say that at any point in my life I gave that deeply or that I trusted that deeply in the Lord's provision? Stewardship's not a number. It's not a percentage. And it's not just about forming a good habit in our lives. It is the positioning of our hearts to remember and to believe that everything we have is a gift from above. And it's entrusted to us for a moment in time. It's entrusted to our care for God's kingdom, not just 10%, not just the cream, not just the abundance. It's all His. Every dollar we have, every hour in every day. And I think that when we feel guilt, whether from our upbringing or from other interactions, and when we have guilt as a motivator, it forms the sad irony that sometimes those who give the most are the least generous in their hearts. Even in this, the devil's at work, right? And let's not be foolish here. Let's not think for a minute that God cannot accomplish his purposes without us, without our money, right? God will do his will one way or another, but he calls us into this lifestyle. He calls us into this dependence and this sacrifice. God's not after our money. He's after our hearts. That's the calling of stewardship. That's the story of the widow's mite. It's a lesson for laying down that which we hold for our own independence and our own provision, our comfort and our security. God desires us to come before him meekly, in dependence and in trust, and to forsake everything that stands in the way. Remember our position as stewards, because God owns all the abundance, he owns all the wealth, and he owns every minute. These gifts are merely entrusted to us for his care, just for a moment in time. And if we build our lives on these gifts, and we use them to form our own provision, our own independence, we are like the foolish builder in the parable of the man who builds his house on the sand. And at any moment, it can all be washed away. But God desires us to build on the solid rock. If we build our house upon God, giving not just out of good and steady habit, but giving deeply and challenging our comfort, we trust his good and perfect provision for our lives. Let's pray. Father, we pray for generous hearts. So often we take for granted the position that you've put us in, the moment in time that we've been placed into, the abundance of wealth in this nation. And our perspective is sometimes jaded. And we just pray for your conviction in our hearts to give of our time, to give of our talent, and to give of our treasure, all of the blessings that you have entrusted to our care. Break down our selfishness and turn our hearts towards you, Lord. Bless our offering this morning. We trust that you will use it for your kingdom purpose. Bless our leaders, our elders, and our deacons as we discern uses for these funds, and for all of the ministry leaders in this church and all of the people that that are involved, that it depends on. We just pray for your continued blessing and your continued care over this body. In your name we pray. Amen.